Hello, my name is Austin, also known as Lance Sensei on the internet, and I just wanted to share this quick nugget of advice that I found. It has to do with dichotomies and with income. And sorry if you hear all this different noise in the background. I'm recording this while I'm driving because I just had to get this out. So, what am I talking about? I'm talking about like a dichotomy of passive income and aggressive income. Now first, a little bit about what these are for people who don't know. Passive income is a buzzword that's been going around the internet for personally as long as I can remember. It's been, you know, a buzzword, I think, for at least 5 years. It's been a main hashtag on things like Instagram and all that. So passive income is the, as Warren Buffett says, if you can't find a way to make money while you're sleeping, you'll work until the day you die. And this is the make money, this is the money while you sleep. That's what passive income is. That's sleeping money. So this would include things like stocks and buying stocks and bonds and IRAs, and those investments that build up over time, investments in art and real estate and stuff like that. And also things like selling t-shirts online, selling photographs online, which I personally do, and all these other little things like reselling online, buying things from Costco and selling them on, you know, Medicaid or eBay or whatnot, which we do as well. So that is passive income. That's something you can put online and go to sleep, wake up the next day, and hopefully have a print sold, or you sold some laptops, or I don't know, designer socks, or whatever you decide to sell, and then you package it up and sell it, or use a third party to sell your prints. That's what passive income is. But you cannot have passive income without the aggressive income, and this is where the dichotomy comes in. You can't have one without the other. For example, if you want to sell your photos online, you need to have a camera. Where do you get your camera? You get it from the money that you get from your aggressive income, the income you get from your paycheck. If you want to sell t-shirts online, you need to have a design. Where do you get the design? You have the design by buying the Wacom tablet or any other tablet and a PC that you can design on. Where do you get that? From the money that you get from your soul-sucking job that you're trying to get out of, because so that's why you're having passive income. So the aggressive income is the income that you get from your main job. Your main job is where you get the money to buy the things that you need to, that you invest in to make a passive income. So, for example, stocks and bonds. Right now, personally, I'm saving up money so I can go invest in an auto investment dealer, the most reputable in Japan. The opening investment is $1,000. So where am I getting that $1,000? Well, I'm using my aggressive income from my main job to save up a little bit each month. 20, 30 bucks a month. Over time, this will add up and I'll have $1,000. Once I have $1,000, then I can put it into the stock and bond machine and start to slowly buy stocks and bonds here and there. So, and make a passive income. That is my aggressive and passive income. Another example is I sell photography online. Not very popular, but I'm slowly finding my niche, and I'm slowly getting more and more income building. But I haven't been able to really make anything substantial. But how did I start this? I had to use my aggressive income from my job, from working with, from going out and working hard to find clients, to get that income from them, so I can take that and put it into my cameras and my gear. And then I take that cameras and my gear, use that to make even more aggressive income, and then I put that into the photos, the editing of the photos, and I put the photos online so I can make money off of those. That is a passive and aggressive income. I can think probably of other different things as well, like, okay, selling on Amazon or eBay or Medicaddy or whatever else, whatever other program you have that you do this on. You use your own hard-earned money from your job, whatever that is. I don't know, nursery school teacher, garbage collector, shoe polisher. You save up that money, you buy something online. You buy something at Costco, let's say. Costco, you buy what? I don't know, a pair of shoes. Let's say a pair of shoes. And you get online, you get onto an online marketplace, eBay or, you know, Medicaddy here in Japan. I think that's overseas now. You get on anything and you resell it for a higher price. And you put it online, you go to bed, you wake up, it's sold, boom. And you just send it off in the box, the barcode box that they give you. That is a good example of using your aggressive income and your passive income. So I just wanted to share this with you. This is a little bit longer than I hoped it would be, but I think that this is something that is actually pretty valuable for people, and it had never really stuck in my mind until now. So if you like this, share it with people you think are trying to make a passive income and don't understand the dichotomy, and give it to someone who just is, you know, doing their one job and is happy with it, and maybe could use an extra $100 a month. Give this to those people, and if you like this, that's all I'm asking. Send it around to people if you find something that was useful. Again, my name is Austin, also known as Land Sensei on the internet, and I hope you really enjoyed this. Alright, thanks for listening. Have a great day, and go put some good into the world.